There's a complex amount of things that are going on in these prisons, and it's, what is it for? For profit.
Yep.
You know, so instead of doing the right thing and doing things the godly way, they're just using these people to make money off of them. It's like, it's almost like slavery to a certain extent. And again, if someone murders someone, yeah, they deserve to be punished for it, but you know, guess who's paying for that bill? It's not them. Guess who's paying for it? It's us. It's taxpayers that are paying for all this. As of 2016, 2.3 million people were incarcerated in the United States at the rate of 698 per 100,000 people. 2.3 million in prisons today. Total U.S. incarceration peaked in 2008. Total correctional population, prison, jail, probation, parole peaked in 2007. In 2008, the U.S. had around 24.7% of the world's 9.8 million prisoners in their jails. So think about that. There's countries that have a billion people in them. We have 350 million people in the United States, and we have 24.7% of the world's prison population. So someone's profiting off this, and the United States, of course, is the main contributor to this this wicked system that we're under. So the American prison system is massive, so massive that its estimated turnover of $74 billion eclipses the GDP of 133 nations. So think about that. There's 133 nations that just the prison population that we have, it makes more money than 133 nations. That's how big a business it really is. And so they don't want people to get out of jail. They want people to stay in jail. That's part of their little shtick, is that they want to keep people in jail. And so they have all these things, you know, and obviously people get caught in the system and then they can't get out.
Right.
So it's actually a pretty wicked device that's being used. And so what perhaps is most unsettling about this fun fact is that the American taxpayer who foots the bill and is increasingly padding the pockets of publicly traded corporations like Corrections Corporations of America and Geo Group. Combined, both companies generate over $2.53 billion in revenue in 2012 and represent more than half the private prison business. The average cost of incarcerating an American prisoner varies from state to state. Some states like Indiana have managed to keep prices low at around $14,000 per inmate, while states like New York pay around $60,000 to keep its citizens behind bars. So that's more money than I make in a year, first of all, to keep a prisoner who has probably committed some heinous crime, or maybe they haven't. I mean, it just depends on what it is. But, you know, there's just all these laws that if you get caught into the system, you're going to have a hard time getting out. So the taxpayer bill per year is $39 billion in yearly tab for the taxpayer. That's a lot of money. And that's money that's, you know, could be spent better in other places.